Srila Prabhupada's quarters at Krishna Balaram Mandir, his darshan room, his where his bed is, and where he's sitting dictating is so nicely maintained. I went over for darshan again this morning, and very clean and sort of minimalist is the today's word that you use for that. Extremely attractive. And my usual habit is to read the letter that Srila Prabhupada is writing at the time. And of course, the letters usually correspond to the day. Today's letter was dated March the 4th, 1972, Calcutta, and it's a very interesting letter. It was written to Lalit Prasad Thakur, and I'll just read it. It's very short. It says, to His Divine Grace, Lalit Prasad Thakur, Bhaktivinod Institute, Ula Birnagar, Nadia, West Bengal. My dear Uncle Prabhupada, Lalit Prasad Thakur, kindly accept my humble obeisances at your lotus feet. The whole day spent at your temple on Thursday was so pleasant and happy that all my disciples felt celestial blessings in your association. Personally, I am so much encouraged by you that I appreciate this as the blessing of Bhaktivinoda Thakur through his living representative. Now you can expedite the lease agreement immediately so that before returning to USA in about 3 weeks' time, I may advise my assistants to take up the work seriously and begin construction and other things. Next time when I go to you, I shall stay not less than 1 week, hoping this meets you in the very best of health and happy mood. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. We don't have many letters from Srila Prabhupada to those who are in a position of guru. Lalit Prasad was the younger brother of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And in another letter, Srila Prabhupada instructs one of his disciples that every time they visit, they should take some money, give him some dakshina. He said not less than 50 rupees. And he said that he should be treated on the same level as Srila Prabhupada would treat his spiritual master. And he points out that he's on the level of Srila Prabhupada's spiritual master. This etiquette is very nice because often in ISKCON there's complaints by the godbrothers of Diksha Gurus that the disciples of the Diksha Gurus do not treat these godbrothers appropriately. Here Srila Prabhupada shows that they should be given the same respect that the spiritual master is given. We should keep this in mind. There is never any risk of offering too much respect to any person, but there's certainly a risk of incurring Krishna's bliss pleasure by not offering sufficient respect. This incident is interesting. It's a historical one. Birnagar is the birthplace of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and Lalit Prasad Thakur had an ashram there. Srila Prabhupada went to visit, and it seems that there was an agreement, conversation, in which Lalit Prasad Thakur offered to Srila Prabhupada that they could work together, that even the institutions could merge together. That came somewhat later, but that ISKCON could build a facility there, a temple, an ashram. Prabhupada was very pleased by that invitation and considered it an honor because he wanted to be able to glorify Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and from subsequent letters, it seems that Srila Prabhupada wanted people all over the world to come there and to recognize Bhaktivinoda Thakur's birthplace, his great achievement, and so that he was as well known as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his teachings and mission recognized within the world. Fortunately, over the ensuing months, and it didn't take very long before circumstances changed. The agreement made between Srila Prabhupada and Lila Prasad Thakur wasn't honored from the side of the Thakur. Srila Prabhupada then stopped any plans for construction, investment, or even publication of certain books. And Prabhupada sent Yadavar over there because there were some manuscripts, very old manuscripts, of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, which Srila Prabhupada wanted photographed and thought that they would be a great asset to the society. But whether it was from the Thakur or Prabhupada against it, perhaps his followers weren't so favorable that ISKCON come there and just sort of change the pace of life at Bir Nagar. So within a period of about 4 or 5 months, the whole proposal was put to the side. And of course nothing has come of it since then. And while Srila Prabhupada was very respectful to Lili Prasad, at the same time he didn't neglect the institutional considerations as being one to balance off with the proper etiquette of dealing with someone as a guru. And because he saw that the agreement that he had made wasn't being honored, so he stopped devotees from going there. In fact, it seems that just Srila Prabhupada's involvement in Bir Nagar started to attract the attention of some devotees who wanted to go live with Lili Prasad Thakur and take instruction from him. Once again, Prabhupada dissuaded devotees from doing that. He discouraged them. He didn't know where this idea came from. He thought that it was not very good, and said that until Lili Prasad Thakur fulfill the requirements of the agreement that they had made when Srila Prabhupada went there, that devotees shouldn't go there, and everything was on hold. Prabhupada indicated that he would return back to Bir Nagar on a subsequent visit to India, but there's no record of that having taken place. And thus ends one brief chapter or one brief episode in Srila Prabhupada's pastimes. From it we see that Prabhupada was very enthusiastic to take advantage of every opportunity to work, in this case, with even Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's brother, who was even somewhat critical of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He was open to having some institutional connection or merger, but it had to be on terms that were satisfactory to Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada wasn't open to being dictated to by anyone, even someone who was spiritually in a senior role, in a senior position. And it should be kept in mind that there's also a letter by Srila Prabhupada about the printing of some book, but because there was some derogatory remark made in there by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada also rejected that idea. So Prabhupada was very open, accommodating, humble in his interaction with Lili Prasad Thakur, showed the perfect example of how a disciple of the Guru should relate with the godbrother of the Guru. But at the same time, Srila Prabhupada didn't compromise his mission, the standards that he wanted to set out for his disciples, and therefore he, when he saw that the standards of the latter were being jeopardized, he just silently withdrew, and no more is to be heard. That was in 1972, 37 years ago. I'm sure perhaps older than many of the listeners, or at least a time longer than the age of many of the listeners. It was history, another episode of Srila Prabhupada's Stay With Us. Hare Krishna.